Freedom from obligation is proclaimed from Allah and His Messenger toward those of the idolaters with whom ye made a treaty. Travel freely in the land 4 months and know that ye cannot escape Allah and that Allah will confound the disbelievers in His guidance. And a proclamation from Allah and His Messenger to all men on the day of the greater pilgrimage that Allah is free from obligation to the idolaters, and so is His Messenger. So if ye repent, it will be better for you. But if ye are averse, then know that ye cannot escape Allah. Give tidings, O Muhammad, of a painful doom to those who disbelieve. Excepting those of the idolaters with whom ye Muslims have a treaty, and who have since abated nothing of your right, nor have supported anyone against you. As for these, fulfill their treaty to them till their term. Lo, Allah loveth those who keep their duty unto Him. Then when the sacred months have passed, slay the idolaters wherever ye find them, and take them captive, and besiege them, and prepare for them each ambush. But if they repent and establish worship and pay the poor due, then leave their way free. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. And if any one of the idolaters seeketh thy protection, O Muhammad, then protect him so that he may hear the word of Allah, and afterward convey him to his place of safety. That is because they are a folk who know not. How can there be a treaty with Allah and with His Messenger for the idolaters, save those with whom ye made a treaty at the inviolable place of worship? So long as they are true to you, be true to them. Lo, Allah loveth those who keep their duty. How can there be any treaty for the others, when if they have the upper hand of you, they regard not pact, nor honor in respect of you? They satisfy you with their mouths, the while their hearts refuse, and most of them are wrongdoers. They have purchased with the revelations of Allah a little gain, so they debar men from His way. Lo, evil is that which they are wont to do. And they observe toward a believer neither pact nor honor. These are they who are transgressors. But if they repent and establish worship and pay the poor due, then are they your brethren in religion. We detail our revelations for a people who have knowledge. And if they break their pledges after their treaty hath been made with you and assail your religion, then fight the heads of disbelief. Lo, they have no binding oaths in order that they may desist. Will ye not fight a folk who broke their solemn pledges and purposed to drive out the messenger and did attack you first? What? Fear ye them? Now Allah hath more right that ye should fear Him if ye are believers. Fight them, Allah will chastise them at your hands, and He will lay them low and give you victory over them. And He will heal the breasts of folk who are believers. And He will remove the anger of their hearts. Allah relenteth toward whom He will. Allah is knower, wise. Or deem ye that ye would be left in peace when Allah yet knoweth not those of you who strive, choosing for familiar none save Allah and His Messenger and the believers? Allah is informed of what ye do. It is not for the idolaters to tend Allah's sanctuaries, bearing witness against themselves of disbelief. As for such, their works are vain, and in the fire they will abide. He only shall tend Allah's sanctuaries who believeth in Allah and the last day, and observeth proper worship, and payeth the poor due, and feareth none save Allah. For such only is it possible that they can be of the rightly guided. Count ye the slaking of a pilgrim's thirst and tendance of the inviolable place of worship as equal to the worth of him who believeth in Allah and the last day and striveth in the way of Allah? They are not equal in the sight of Allah. Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Those who believe and have left their homes and striven with their wealth and their lives in Allah's way are of much greater worth in Allah's sight. These are they who are triumphant. Their Lord giveth them good tidings of mercy from Him, and acceptance in gardens where enduring pleasure will be theirs. There they will abide forever. Lo, with Allah there's immense reward. O ye who believe, choose not your fathers nor your brethren for friends if they take pleasure in disbelief rather than faith. Whoso of you taketh them for friends, such are wrongdoers. Say, if your fathers and your sons and your brethren and your wives and your tribe and the wealth ye have acquired and merchandise for which ye fear that there will be no sale and dwellings ye desire are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait till Allah bringeth His command to pass. Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Allah hath given you victory on many fields, and on the day of Hunain, when ye exulted in your multitude, but it availed you naught, and the earth, vast as it is, was straitened for you, then ye turned back in flight. Then Allah sent His peace of reassurance down upon His Messenger, and upon the believers, and sent down hosts ye could not see, and punished those who disbelieved. Such is the reward of disbelievers. Then afterward Allah will relent toward whom He will, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. O ye who believe, the idolaters only are unclean, so let them not come near the inviolable place of worship after this their year. If ye fear poverty from the loss of their merchandise, Allah shall preserve you of His bounty if He will. Lo, Allah is knower, wise. Fight against such of those who have been given the scripture as believe not in Allah nor the last day, and forbid not that which Allah hath forbidden by His Messenger, and follow not the religion of truth until they pay the tribute readily, being brought low. And the Jews say, Ezra is the son of Allah, and the Christians say, the Messiah is the son of Allah. That is their saying with their mouths. They imitate the saying of those who disbelieved of old. Allah Himself fighteth against them. How perverse are they! They have taken as lords beside Allah their rabbis and their monks and the Messiah, son of Mary, when they were bidden to worship only one God. There's no God save Him. Be He glorified from all that they ascribe as partners unto Him. Fain would they put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah disdaineth aught, save that He shall perfect His light, however much the disbelievers are averse. He it is who hath sent His Messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that He may cause it to prevail over all religions, however much the idolaters may be averse. O ye who believe, lo, many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks devour the wealth of mankind wantonly and debar men from the way of Allah. They who hoard up gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, unto them give tidings, O Muhammad, of a painful doom. On the day when it will all be heated in the fire of hell, and their foreheads and their flanks and their backs will be branded therewith, and it will be said unto them, Here is that which ye hoarded for yourselves. Now taste of what ye used to hoard. Lo, the number of the months with Allah is 12 months by Allah's ordinance in the day that He created the heavens and the earth. 4 of them are sacred, that is right religion. So wrong not yourselves in them, and wage war on all the idolaters as they are waging war on all of you. And know that Allah is with those who keep their duty unto Him. Postponement of a sacred month is only an excess of disbelief whereby those who disbelieve are misled. They allow it 1 year and forbid it another year, that they may make up the number of the months which Allah hath hallowed, so that they allow that which Allah hath forbidden. The evil of their deeds is made fair-seeming unto them. Allah guideth not the disbelieving folk. O ye who believe, what aileth you that when it is said unto you, Go forth in the way of Allah, ye are bowed down to the ground with heaviness? Take ye pleasure in the life of the world rather than in the hereafter? The comfort of the life of the world is but little than in the hereafter. If ye go not forth, he will afflict you with a painful doom, and will choose instead of you a folk other than you. Ye cannot harm him at all. Allah is able to do all things. If ye help him not, still Allah helped him when those who disbelieved drove him forth, the second of two, when they too were in the cave. When he said unto his comrade, "Grieve not, lo, Allah is with us." Then Allah caused his peace of reassurance to descend upon him and supported him with hosts you cannot see, and made the word of those who disbelieved the nethermost, while Allah's word, it was that became the uppermost. Allah is mighty, wise. Go forth light-armed and heavy-armed, and strive with your wealth and your lives in the way of Allah. That is best for you if ye but knew. Had it been a near adventure and an easy journey, they had followed thee, but the distance seemed too far for them. Yet will they swear by Allah, saying, "If we had been able, we would surely have set out with you." They destroy their souls, and Allah knoweth that they verily are liars. Allah forgive thee, O Muhammad. Wherefore didst thou grant them leave, ere those who told the truth were manifest to thee, and thou didst know the liars? Those who believe in Allah and the Last Day ask no leave of thee, lest they should strive with their wealth and their lives. Allah is aware of those who keep their duty unto Him. They alone ask leave of thee who believe not in Allah and the Last Day, and whose hearts feel doubt, so in their doubt they waver. And if they had wished to go forth, they would assuredly have made ready some equipment, but Allah was averse to their being sent forth, and held them back, and it was said unto them, "Sit ye with the sedentary." Had they gone forth among you, they had added to you naught save trouble, and had hurried to and fro among you, seeking to cause sedition among you. And among you there are some who would have listened to them. Allah is aware of evildoers. Aforetime they sought to cause sedition and raise difficulties for thee, till the truth came and the decree of Allah was made manifest, though they were loath. Of them is he who saith, "Grant me leave to stay at home, and tempt me not. Surely it is into temptation that they thus have fallen. Lo, hell verily is all around the disbelievers. If good befalleth thee, O Muhammad, it afflicteth them, and if calamity befalleth thee," they say, "we took precaution," and they turn away well pleased. Say, "Naught befalleth us save that which Allah hath decreed for us. He is our protecting friend. In Allah let believers put their trust." Say, "Can ye await for us aught save one of two good things, death or victory in Allah's way? While we await for you that Allah will afflict you with a doom from Him or at our hands, await then, lo, we are awaiting with you." Say, "Pay your contribution willingly or unwillingly, it will not be accepted from you. Lo, ye were ever froward folk." And naught prevented that their contributions should be accepted from them, save that they have disbelieved in Allah and in His Messenger, and they come not to worship save as idlers, and pay not their contribution save reluctantly. So let not their riches nor their children please thee, O Muhammad. Allah thereby intendeth but to punish them in the life of the world, and that their souls shall pass away while they are disbelievers. And they swear by Allah that they are in truth of you when they are not of you, but they are folk who are afraid. Had they but found a refuge or caverns or a place to enter, they surely had resorted thither swift as runaways. And of them is he who defameth thee in the matter of the alms. If they are given thereof, they are content, and if they are not given thereof, behold, they are enraged. How much more seemly had they been content with that which Allah and His Messenger had given them, and had said, "Allah sufficeth us, Allah will give us of His bounty, and also His Messenger, unto Allah we are suppliants." The alms are only for the poor and the needy, and those who collect them, and those whose hearts are to be reconciled, and to free the captives and the debtors, and for the cause of Allah, and for the wayfarers, a duty imposed by Allah. Allah is knower, wise. And of them are those who vex the Prophet and say, he is only a hearer. Say, a hearer of good for you, who believeth in Allah and is true to the believers, and a mercy for such of you as believe. Those who vex the Messenger of Allah, for them there is a painful doom. They swear by Allah to you Muslims to please you, but Allah with His Messenger hath more right that they should please Him if they are believers. Know they not that whoso opposeth Allah and His Messenger, his portion verily is hell to abide therein. That is the extreme abasement. The hypocrites fear lest a surah should be revealed concerning them, proclaiming what is in their hearts. Say, scoff your fill. Lo, Allah is disclosing what ye fear. And if thou ask them, O Muhammad, they will say, we did but talk in jest. Say, was it at Allah and His revelations and His messenger that ye did scoff? Make no excuse, ye have disbelieved after your confession of belief. If we forgive a party of you, a party of you we shall punish because they have been guilty. The hypocrites, both men and women, proceed one from another. They enjoin the wrong and they forbid the right, and they withhold their hands from spending for the cause of Allah. They forget Allah, so He hath forgotten them. Lo, the hypocrites, they are the transgressors. Allah promiseth the hypocrites, both men and women, and the disbelievers, fire of hell for their abode. It will suffice them. Allah curseth them, and theirs is the lasting torment. Even as those before you were mightier than you in strength, and more affluent than you in wealth and children, they enjoyed their lot a while, so ye enjoy your lot a while, even as those before you did enjoy their lot a while. And ye prayed even as they prated. Such are they whose works have perished in the world and the hereafter. Such are they who are the losers. Hath not the fame of those before them reached them, the folk of Noah, Ad, Thamud, the folk of Abraham, the dwellers of Midian, and the disaster which befell them? Their messengers from Allah came unto them with proofs of Allah's sovereignty. So Allah surely wronged them not, but they did wrong themselves. And the believers, men and women, are protecting friends one of another. They enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and they establish worship, and they pay the poor due, and they obey Allah and His Messenger. As for these, Allah will have mercy on them. Lo, Allah is mighty, wise. Allah promiseth to the believers, men and women, gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide, blessed dwellings in gardens of Eden. And greater far, acceptance from Allah, that is the supreme triumph. O Prophet, strive against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, be harsh with them. Their ultimate abode is hell, a hapless journey's end. They swear by Allah that they said nothing wrong, yet they did say the word of disbelief, and did disbelieve after their surrender to Allah. And they purposed that which they could not attain, and they sought revenge only that Allah by His Messenger should enrich them of His bounty. If they repent, it will be better for them, and if they turn away, Allah will afflict them with a painful doom in the world and the hereafter. And they have no protecting friend nor helper in the earth. And of them is he who made a covenant with Allah, saying, if He give us of His bounty, we will give alms and become of the righteous. Yet when He gave them of His bounty, they hoarded it and turned away averse. So He hath made the consequence to be hypocrisy in their hearts until the day when they shall meet Him, because they broke their word to Allah that they promised Him, and because they lied. Know they not that Allah knoweth both their secret and the thought that they confide, and that Allah is the knower of things hidden? Those who point at such of the believers as give the alms willingly, and such as can find naught to give but their endeavors, and deride them, Allah Himself derideth them. Theirs will be a painful doom. Ask forgiveness for them, O Muhammad, or ask not forgiveness for them. Though thou ask forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. That is because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Those who were left behind rejoiced at sitting still behind the Messenger of Allah, and were averse to striving with their wealth and their lives in Allah's way. And they said, "Go not forth in the heat." Say, "The fire of hell is more intense of heat, if they but understood." Then let them laugh a little, they will weep much as the reward of what they used to earn. If Allah bring thee back from the campaign unto a party of them, and they ask of thee leave to go out to fight, then say unto them, "Ye shall never more go out with me, nor fight with me against a foe. Ye were content with sitting still the first time, so sit still with the useless." And never, O Muhammad, pray for one of them who dieth, nor stand by his grave. Lo, they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and they died while they were evildoers. Let not their wealth nor their children astonish thee. Allah purposeth only to punish them thereby in the world, and that their souls shall pass away while they are disbelievers. And when a surah is revealed which saith, "Believe in Allah and strive along with His Messenger," the men of wealth among them still ask leave of thee and say, "Suffer us to be with those who sit at home." They are content that they should be with the useless, and their hearts are sealed so that they apprehend not. But the Messenger and those who believe with him strive with their wealth and their lives. Such are they for whom are the good things. Such are they who are the successful. Allah hath made ready for them gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide. That is the supreme triumph. And those among the wandering Arabs who had an excuse came in order that permission might be granted them, and those who lied to Allah and His Messenger sat at home. A painful doom will fall on those of them who disbelieve. Not unto the weak, nor unto the sick, nor unto those who can find naught to spend is any fault to be imputed, though they stay at home, if they are true to Allah and His Messenger. Not unto the good is there any road of blame. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Nor unto those whom, when they came to thee asking that thou shouldst mount them, thou didst tell, "I cannot find whereon to mount you." They turn back with eyes flowing with tears for sorrow that they could not find the means to spend. The road of blame is only against those who ask for leave of thee to stay at home when they are rich. They are content to be with the useless. Allah hath sealed their hearts so that they know not. They will make excuse to you, Muslims, when you return unto them. Say, "Make no excuse, for we shall not believe you. Allah hath told us tidings of you. Allah and His Messenger will see your conduct, and then ye'll be brought back unto Him who knoweth the invisible as well as the visible, and He will tell you what ye used to do." They will swear by Allah unto you when you return unto them that ye may let them be. Let them be, for lo, they are unclean, and their abode is hell as a reward for what they used to earn. They swear unto you that ye may accept them. Though ye accept them, Allah verily accepteth not wrongdoing folk. The wandering Arabs are more hard in disbelief and hypocrisy, and more likely to be ignorant of the limits which Allah hath revealed unto His Messenger. And Allah is knower, wise. And of the wandering Arabs there's he who taketh that which he expendeth for the cause of Allah as a loss, and awaiteth evil turns of fortune for you, that he may be rid of it. The evil turn of fortune will be theirs. Allah is hearer, knower. And of the wandering Arabs there is he who believeth in Allah and the last day, and taketh that which he expendeth, and also the prayers of the messenger as acceptable offerings in the sight of Allah. Lo, verily it is an acceptable offering for them. Allah will bring them unto His mercy. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. And the first to lead the way of the Muhajireen and the Ansar and those who followed them in goodness, Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with Him. And He hath made ready for them gardens, underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever. That is the supreme triumph. And among those around you of the wandering Arabs there are hypocrites, and among the townspeople of Al-Madinah there are some who persist in hypocrisy, whom thou, O Muhammad, knowest not. We know them, and we shall chastise them twice. Then they'll be relegated to a painful doom. And there are others who have acknowledged their faults. They mixed a righteous action with another that was bad. It may be that Allah will relent toward them. Lo, Allah is relenting, merciful. Take alms of their wealth wherewith thou mayst purify them and mayst make them grow, and pray for them. Lo, thy prayer is an assuagement for them. Allah is hearer, knower. Know they not that Allah is He who accepteth repentance from His bondmen and taketh the alms, and that Allah is He who is the relenting, the merciful? And say unto them, act, Allah will behold your actions, and so will His messenger and the believers, and ye'll be brought back to the knower of the invisible and the visible, and He will tell you what ye used to do. And there are others who await Allah's decree, whether He will punish them or will forgive them. Allah is knower, wise. And as for those who chose a place of worship out of opposition and disbelief, and in order to cause dissent among the believers, and as an outpost for those who warred against Allah and His messenger aforetime, they will surely swear, we purpose naught save good. Allah beareth witness that they verily are liars. Never stand to pray there, a place of worship which was founded upon duty to Allah from the first day is more worthy that thou shouldst stand to pray therein, wherein are men who love to purify themselves. Allah loveth the purifiers. Is he who founded his building upon duty to Allah and his good pleasure better, or he who founded his building on the brink of a crumbling overhanging precipice, so that it toppled with him into the fire of hell? Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. The building which they built will never cease to be a misgiving in their hearts unless their hearts be torn to pieces. Allah is knower, wise. Lo, Allah hath bought from the believers their lives and their wealth, because the garden will be theirs. They shall fight in the way of Allah, and shall slay and be slain. It is a promise which is binding on him in the Torah and the Gospel and the Quran. Who fulfilleth his covenant better than Allah? Rejoice then in your bargain that ye have made, for that is the supreme triumph. Triumphant are those who turn repentant to Allah, those who serve Him, those who praise Him, those who fast, those who bow down, those who fall prostrate in worship, those who enjoin the right and who forbid the wrong, and those who keep the limits ordained of Allah and give glad tidings to believers. It is not for the Prophet and those who believe to pray for the forgiveness of idolaters, even though they may be near of kin to them, after it hath become clear that they are people of hell fire. The prayer of Abraham for the forgiveness of his father was only because of a promise he had promised him. But when it had become clear unto him that he, his father, was an enemy to Allah, he, Abraham, disowned him. Lo, Abraham was soft of heart, long-suffering. It was never Allah's part that he should send a folk astray after he had guided them until he had made clear unto them what they should avoid. Lo, Allah is aware of all things. Lo, Allah, unto Him belongeth the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. He quickeneth and he giveth death, and ye have instead of Allah no protecting friend nor helper. Allah hath turned in mercy to the Prophet and to the Muhajireen and the Ansar, who followed him in the hour of hardship, after the hearts of a party of them had almost swerved aside, then turned he unto them in mercy. Lo, he is full of pity, merciful for them. And to the three also did he turn in mercy, who were left behind, when the earth, vast as it is, was straitened for them, and their own souls were straitened for them, till they bethought them that there's no refuge from Allah save toward him. Then turned he unto them in mercy, that they too might turn repentant unto him. Lo, Allah, he is the relenting, the merciful. O ye who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, and be with the truthful. It is not for the townsfolk of Al-Madinah and for those around them of the wandering Arabs to stay behind the Messenger of Allah and prefer their lives to his life. That is because neither thirst nor toil nor hunger afflicted them in the way of Allah, nor stepped they any step that angereth the disbelievers, nor gain they from the enemy again, but a good deed is recorded for them therefore. Lo, Allah loseth not the wages of the good. Nor spend they any spending small or great, nor do they cross a valley, but it is recorded for them, that Allah may repay them the best of what they used to do. And the believers should not all go out to fight. Of every troop of them, a party only should go forth, that they who are left behind may gain sound knowledge in religion, and that they may warn their folk when they return to them, so that they may beware. O ye who believe, fight those of the disbelievers who are near to you, and let them find harshness in you, and know that Allah is with those who keep their duty unto him. And whenever a surah is revealed, there are some of them who say, "Which one of you hath thus increased in faith?" As for those who believe, it hath increased them in faith, and they rejoice therefore. But as for those in whose hearts is disease, it only addeth wickedness to their wickedness, and they die while they are disbelievers. See they not that they are tested once or twice in every year? Still they turn not in repentance, neither pay they heed. And whenever a surah is revealed, they look one at another, as who should say, "Doth anybody see you?" Then they turn away. Allah turneth away their hearts, because they are a folk who understand not. There hath come unto you a messenger, one of yourselves, unto whom aught that ye are overburdened is grievous, full of concern for you, for the believers full of pity, merciful. Now if they turn away, O Muhammad, say, "Allah sufficeth me, there's no God save him, in him have I put my trust, and he is Lord of the tremendous throne."